Governor Bill Walker has declared a disaster in response to flooding that's making the far northern end of the Dalton Highway impassable. The road is used to supply the Prudhoe Bay oil field. It's been closed south of Dead Horse since Sunday because of an expanding area of overflow from the Sauk River and recent blizzard conditions that have hampered Department of Transportation crews. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the disaster declaration will amp up efforts to open the road.
The state disaster declaration allows the Department of Transportation to tap additional resources and employ a streamlined procurement process to expand and speed up the Dalton Highway operation.
We need a bunch of equipment. We need additional people up there, partially because our crews that are up there now have been working pretty around the clock.
That's DOT spokeswoman Meadow Bailey, who adds that additional resources headed north immediately Wednesday.
Excavators and belly dumps and plows and just a wide gamut of about 16 pieces of equipment going up there right now.
The stoppage has halted tractor trailers that supply the oil industry at Prudhoe Bay. Alaska Truckers Association Executive Director Aves Thompson says the current three-plus day closure has trucking companies staging some loads along the Dalton Highway south of the closure point, but things are starting to back up.
My members tell me that there are about 700 or 800 truck loads that are in Fairbanks waiting to go to Prudhoe Bay. We're told that the fuel supplies at Prudhoe Bay are almost critically short.
Thompson credits the DOT for its work on the Dalton and helping truckers who, prior to the current shutdown, struggled through a single lane of ice and water.
DOT has been just working their hearts out, I can tell you. They've helped stranded truckers. They've pulled them out of situations where they got stuck or their brakes froze up.
Overflow has been a problem in the area before, but never to this extent. The DOT's Bailey describes a road through a braided river plain covered with ice and overflowing groundwater.
There's parts, you know, sections where it's hard to distinguish what's the road and what's the, you know, ice sheet next to it.
Bailey says hydrologists aren't sure exactly what's going on, but suspect a perfect storm of conditions have caused overflow that impacted a few miles of the road for several weeks to expand in recent days.
So what originally, you know, was maybe 5 miles we were concerned with and then 10 miles, and now we're looking at more like a 20-mile section.
It's still 0 degree cold in the area, but Bailey says there's concern breakup could make the situation worse. She says the current plan is to expand recent weeks' efforts using snow and ice to create berms to channel water off the road. She has no projection for when the impacted section of the Dalton Highway will reopen. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.